We are back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. We're going to talk about probably those introductory style bolt action rifles, 22 calibers.
Yeah, got to start somewhere.
This segment brought to you by, of course, Williams Gun Sight Company.
That's right, Williams Gun Sight on the range since 1926. And boy, it's been a busy week at Williams. Snowstorm slowed it down a little bit, but there's been a lot of Valentine's Day gifts being bought out there. I see a lot of ladies coming in getting gift cards, you know, to give to their better halves.
Oh, sure.
And the exact opposite, too, where men are buying them for their wives because they want them to get, they're going to do a CPL class, and it's time they buy their gun and pick out what they want to carry. That's what going to a good gun store is all about, picking out what fits you and getting it. And at Williams Gun Sight, right on Lapeer Road, just west of Irish Road in Davison, Michigan, great place, Michigan's largest gun shop, and an excellent store, 25,000 square foot, indoor ranges, outdoor ranges. Of course, you'll have to bring your snowshoes if you want to get out to the outdoor range. But I think the indoor range is going to be packed today. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. So people will be out there spending their gift certificates. So there's so many choices there at Williams. You can always call them at 810-653-2131. But you can go there 10 to 6, 7 days a week and shop. So that's what I recommend doing. And when you go, I want you to look at 22 rifles. Go upstairs. You got to go up the ramp, go up into the top section of the up by rifle ammunition. And I want you to look at the collection of 22 rifles they have, new 22 rifles. There's probably 180 of them there in different brands and different configurations to look at. Maybe 150, 180, somewhere in there. But beautiful choices. There's bound to be one there that's going to fit you, whether it's a 22 long rifle, a 22 Magnum, being a WMR, a Winchester Magnum rimfire, or maybe you're going to get into one of the 17 calibers, one of the Machs or one of the 17 HMRs. And there's a lot of very, very cool guns there. Every time I go there, it's kind of like going to the candy counter. You go there and you look and you're like, oh, can I see that one? Let me see that one. And checking out the Henrys and the Rugers. The Rugers got just a huge assortment of really good bolt action 22 rifles out there right now. It's very, very impressive. And just about every way you'd want to get them. If you want one with a 16-inch barrel, you want one with an 18, you want one with a 21, or probably even a 24-inch barrel. You might even be able to get all the way to a 24. You can pick out your scope, whether you're going to go bench rest or if you're going to go lightweight for hunting, or even a takedown that you can backpack with. They've got them. So I personally... what I want you to do, and this is what I want you to focus on, if this is something you're going to get into this spring, you can shoot the 22 rifles in the indoor range. And I would recommend that you get one, you get it scoped the way you want it, you learn to shoot from the bench or standing, either way. But you want to pick one ammunition that works pretty good and then zero your gun in with that ammunition so that it works consistently the way you want it to hit. So you're making figure eights or making one hole in the target when you're at a rest, and you're not all over the board. Because that inconsistency, if you keep changing brands of ammo, it's going to fly differently. And it's going to fly differently if you're shooting it through a can, if you're shooting it through a suppressor. So be consistent with the brands, the rifle, how you sight it in. Stick to the same ammo. Be consistent enough with that good ammo and buy a whole bunch of it. Maybe spend $200-$300 on ammo and have a stockpile of the exact same ammo. Once you know it works, stockpile that ammo and use it and be glad you did, because quality ammo pays for itself. You smile when you leave the range. You're not mad about the gun not working. And 22s are inherently dirty guns. The type of gunpowder they use causes a lot of dirt. You're going to want to buy probably if not a boar brush, you might want to get a boar snake. You want to clean that action occasionally. You're going to want to maybe even use some gun scrubber and clean it. A little light oiling only where needed. Otherwise, it'll end up getting all gummy. But this is where a bold action comes in really nice for 22 shooting as opposed to a semi-auto. Semi-autos will end up jamming up on you. Most of them will. And the bold action's much easier to clean. Not as many internal working parts, moving parts that are going to get gummed up or get too much carbon on them. So I think you're going to find that shooting these guns can be a real joy, and they're extremely accurate. Keep your barrel clean. You'll be happy you did. So for a rifle, you got a decent barreled action. You got slow fire, consistent shooting. You're not out there burning through shells like you would if you had a semi-auto. You're taking your time and you're hitting the target consistently. You might have one of those targets that's got 15 small targets on it, and you're shooting the fly in the middle of every one of them, okay? Or you're trying to, at least. I want you to work on quality, not quantity, is what I'm trying to say. That's my hint of the day. Hitting the target where you want to and have that quality shot. Now, you don't have to buy an Anschutz rifle and spend, you know, $1,400 on a 22 rifle. You can find one of the best ones on the market right now is from CZ. I think it's the CZ457, I think it is. Anyways, they got them right there in stock, usually. Another one called Hawa has got, I found the new Hawa, I think it's a model 1100, 1100M, I believe, is outstanding. It's got a bench rest stock on it. It's got a threaded barrel. You can't even see it's threaded. Simple, works. Magazine fed 22 Magnum rifle that with a suppressor on it. It's going to be just a great squirrel popper. I'm really looking forward to getting one of those. Bagara has some great choices on the market right now as well. And most of these guns we're talking are like under 500 or way under 500. Even in the Rugers, we're looking at really nice Ruger bold action rifles with threaded muzzles, ready for scopes. For under 400 or about $400. Springfield came out with their model 2020 that is top of the line. And this is just to name a few. So go out and shoot, take a look at it. There are guns you can rent and take them into the range and shoot them. I would strongly recommend that to see if you like it, but get a feel for the trigger, the fit and feel of the gun, and really get to know these guns before you buy them. Don't just buy it from a catalog, but let's talk about a few that are on the Williams Gun Sight used gun page. You know, they have hundreds and hundreds of guns on their webpage used right now, and that stock is constantly changing. So these were on the list last night, but when the store opens at 10 today, they might be gone. But if they're not, you might be able to give it a shot. So there's a Ruger American rifle. I talked about this one already. 22 long rifle, bold action. It's got the open fiber sights. So it's got the in other words, it's open sights, no scope on the gun. None of these guns I'm going to talk about right now have scopes on them. It has one mag. It's got a sling. It's black synthetic. It's a really nice starter rifle and good magazine, so it's easy to work with. $314.95. That's a good place to start right there. Savage, they've got a Savage Mark II 22 long rifle, bold action again, 21 inch barrel. Has open sights, one magazine, black synthetic. Savage makes very good barrels. They're very good guns. They're very simple. They don't have all the bells and whistles. They don't need them. But that Mark II is a nice rifle. It's only $224.95. So this might be a great place to start. Then just go over and pick out a scope and scope it nicely. You could have everything done and have a lot of ammo and only spend maybe $400. So next one I want to talk about is a real beauty. It's a nice little gun. It's called the Winchester Wildcat. Now, this is not the new ones. This is the older version. These were made, I believe, in Turkey or Spain. I think it's Turkey. 22 long rifle, bold action rifle, 21 inch long barrel, open sights. It comes with four magazines, and this thing's a beautiful looking gun. It's got a really nice wood stock, and that nice wood stock is got pressed checkering. Four mags. These guns came with four mags right from the factory. This is you just don't see many of these, and they got it priced fairly. They got it. Williams Gun Site has, in the used gun department, has this thing priced at $304.95. You make your deal when you get there. You might have something you want to trade in and get back into a 22 long rifle for varmints or target shooting, whatever you want to do. But all these would be great guns to scope and start shooting with and seeing just how accurate you can get and make it a personal challenge. It's almost like an exercise program. You're personally challenging yourself. This could be the way to go. Dan, I could see this in your future, buddy. But that's up to you. He's being real quiet today, isn't he, folks? He's here.
I'm here.
Yeah. I just had to poke him in the ribs to wake him up. It's Saturday morning. He's tired.
Well, I was up kind of late last night.
Uh-oh. Well, it's Valentine's Day.
I had flowers.
You did flowers, so you're a winner today. Yep. He's got a big smile on his face. But anyways, we'll leave it there. All right. So now, like I said before, when you're at Williams, check it out. They've got tons of new bolt-action guns to choose from. I'm sure you'll find something you like, and it is in your affordability. They also have 90-day layaway. So check it out. Remember, go to the GSS.com. Check out my website. You can email me, shooter@thegss.com. And you can always come and see me tomorrow at the Shiawassee Conservation Association Gun and Knife Show. That's 3 miles north of Owosso on M52 from 9 to 4. We'll be there tomorrow. It's only $5 admission, and the money all goes to a great cause, which is the Shiawassee Conservation Association. We'll be glad to take part in that baby tomorrow, and we're going to have a ton of fun. So come on out and see us. Dano, thanks for pushing all the buttons for me today. And
and thanks for listening to the Gunsmith Show, everyone. Yeah. Appreciate it. Glad to have you listening. It's yep. We'll come back. We'll do it again next week. Same time, same place.
Sounds good. I'll go for that.
Right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We turn you over to that right now.